Thousands of student teachers across Pennsylvania are without pay as they wait for state lawmakers to agree on a budget. The student teacher stipend, created with bipartisan support, is one of several higher education assistance programs in limbo as the budget impasse continues. From our news partner WESA, Jillian Forstadt reports.
Cassie McKitta applied for the student teacher stipend within 2 hours of the application going online this spring. McKitta is a senior at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, though this semester she's teaching full-time at Apollo Ridge Elementary in Armstrong County. Her student teaching placement is unpaid, and McKitta was depending on the stipend to pay for groceries and gas.
I mean, like I said, I am definitely struggling. I didn't think I would be. I thought I would have been okay.
Lawmakers say they expect to allocate $30 million to the student teacher assistance program, but that money won't go out until budget negotiations are complete. In Pittsburgh, I'm Jillian Forstadt.
Industrial facilities are required to report when they release more than 200 types of toxic forever chemicals. Last week, another type of PFAS was added to the Toxics Release Inventory, the federal program that tracks chemical releases and informs the public. The latest addition is the sodium salt variation of one kind of PFAS typically used in firefighting foam. Chemist Seetha Coleman-Kamula is the executive director of PFAS Solutions in Delaware.
In the case of PFAS, certainly, you know, it should be for communities and those that are concerned about releases from, let's say, a plant that's using PFAS for textile coating.
The news comes as the EPA seeks to weaken some federal regulations on PFAS in drinking water. Well, skies have clouded over on this Tuesday afternoon. Gray skies over Philadelphia right now, 67 degrees in Center City. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the upper 50s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're looking at patchy sunshine with highs just shy of 70.